It's Patrick here. We've just finished the first breakout session at News Rewired, which was about online marketing and networks and social media. And I've just caught up with Tony Curzon-Price from Open Democracy, who was, Tony, you were making some very interesting points about the idea of diffuse networks, the old style of SEO and Google and trying to get up the page rankings, but now person-to-person networks and more social ways of distributing content, you say they're more important.
Yeah, what I think is that there's a real trade-off, and there's an inevitable trade-off, you'll never get around it, between reach and impact. So maybe reword that, impact should be thought of as how you get people to change their behavior,
yeah,
and how many people you get to change their behavior.
Mm.
And how many people you get to change your behavior has got to do with those diffuse networks. You can have a million followers, and we had an interesting statistic, 1,000th of them in the case of Stephen Fry clicking through. Mm. Or you can have a few hundred followers, 1,000 followers, but you know they're really focused and they'll click through. Now, my view of it is that we are moving into this decentralized distribution in which things get in which things go through hierarchies, whether it's email or Twitter or Facebook or whatever. You're basically going through hierarchies of people rather than blast shots of people.
It seems to me that no longer is it important to search for that mass reach and try and get the most amount of page views you can. It's more important to get the most relevant reach.
Yeah, I think that's right. And actually, my other point is that getting the most relevant reach is just getting easier and easier. Because, you know, if you're interested in some subject, the likelihood that you're going to see an email, a tweet, someone liking it on Facebook, that you're going to see that is high. The likelihood that someone who's also interested in your stuff is going to see it is incredibly high. So the probability that you're going to miss something that's important to you is getting lower and lower.
Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome.
And I've caught up with another panelist who's just come off stage, not really a stage, more of a table in a room, but it was very interesting. It's Vicky Chowney from Central Media's Reputation Online. And Vicky, you were telling us about how you've managed to really connect with a lot of the digital PR industry by going straight to them, by giving them a platform and engaging with them and talking to them. It's not so much just talking at them as people may have done in the pre-digital age. So how has that worked out for you?
I'm quite lucky in terms of the community that we're trying to reach from Rep Online is very vocal. It's very obvious where they congregate. So we were able to look at where they were having conversations and then go to them. It's a bit of a cliche to suggest that all PR people use Twitter, but you know it's there for a reason and it's very true. So us, sending our content out via both my personal feed and our official Rep Online feed has been truly valuable in terms of building conversations around our content.
Exactly. And I quite liked your point about getting out and meeting people.
Yeah.
So there's no substitute for that, really.
Sure. And I'm a truly avid supporter of, integrated efforts in terms of everything. And without having both online and offline presence, doing one or the other is kind of pointless. It needs to be supportive of each other. And especially when, today we're talking about niche publications. People who know about a niche topic, those are the people you want to go out and shake hands with, give them your card, get them to come to the site, and then create a conversation around that.
Absolutely, yeah. And just finally, I very much also liked your point about you can't buy a community off the shelf.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you've seen this, but some PR people I've spoken to who are tasked with building a community, they're told, we've got a campaign, can you get us 2,000 Twitter followers by the end of the month? And they regard that as success, but that's not really the right benchmark, is it?
Well, what are you getting out of that? Is your objective as a brand that we want to reach more people? you know, 9 times out of 10, a company's objective won't be that they just want to reach eyeballs. They actually want to do something. Is it that they're trying to change the reputation of their brand online? Is it that they're trying to improve sales in a specific area or get feedback? And, it, you know, whatever you're doing online has to be directly related to your business objectives, not just your marketing objectives, but your business objectives. And the, you know, the nature of just creating volume for volume's sake is just completely pointless. One of my pet hates.
Thank you very much. I'll let you get some coffee now, which I'm holding you up for.
Good.
And the last panelist who I've caught up with is Mike Harris, who was on the Online Buzz panel. And so, Mike, you've had real success from influential journalists, bloggers, campaigners, scientists, people who care about libel reform, people who are involved in their own cases. They're retweeting you, they're linking to you, they're really banging the drum for you online. How important is that to getting the message across in your campaign?
It's massively important, but it's also deliberate. I mean, we went out to find people who are already sympathetic to our campaign. So we knew there were a lot of journalists who were sympathetic to our campaign, because obviously, you know, libel, our libel laws as they stand affect a lot of people that work in the media. But we also wanted to speak to scientists and human rights activists, and we went out and spoke to people and had large meetings and seminars where we found our audience, and then once we found them, emailed them to ask them to tweet to Facebook, and basically to share, you know, share links to our campaign.
Yes. It seems to me that if you wanted to emulate that kind of success that you've had from Richard Dawkins, Ben Goldacre and Simon, seeing people like that, it's not something everybody could do.
Well, it is, because if you've got a campaign which is important, so you're doing something that's fundamentally important, there will be people who are influential who will support you if there is a merit in your case. And basically, you've just got to work out who those people are. What's interesting is we found a lot of people that commented on The Guardian or commented on blogs were actually already quite influential bloggers themselves. So we got in touch with them, got in contact with them, picked up the phone, spoke to them and said, well, will you tweet, will you write about the campaign, will you do a blog post on it? And that in turn builds the momentum, which you know, gets you 185,000 visits.
Thank you, Mike.